listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go to the phones. And joining us, one of our favorite contributors. He always has his thumb on the fishing activity in Colorado, Austin Parr from Discount Fishing Tackle. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
It's fall is here, my friend, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is right now. It's a little bit chilly out there this morning, and certainly been dealing with those temperatures where they're freezing cold in the morning and a little bit warmer in the afternoon.
Yeah, it's been very seasonal and very nice during the day, but if you're getting out there early, you better have a heavy jacket and be ready. And then during the day, it gets really nice. And actually, last night, it stayed pretty warm late into the evening. But it's here, and that triggers a lot of different types of activities as far as fishing and hunting and things like that. And I know we're going to talk about the walleyes and the brown spawning and all that, but before we even get into some of that, I want to talk about a few species that maybe people need to pay more attention to this time of the year, and that's the lake trout and the kokanee salmon. What are you hearing on those fronts?
Yeah, so the kokanees are really starting to get going in a lot of places in Colorado. They've been a little bit behind schedule. You always get that early run of kokanees up on Blue Mesa and up in the Gunnison River. That area is always in that early to mid-September. But places like Wolford Mountain Reservoir and the Dream Stream really are just getting going right now. I've been hearing some good reports upon the Dream. Keep in mind, for folks that don't know, that's all flies and lures only and catch and release up there. So it's purely a sport fish type situation, but seeing some decent numbers up there. And then at Wolford Mountain Reservoir, you're finding fish along the shallows, and they don't run up the creek as much there. They're more on the main lake area, and you can do fantastic with a lot of ice fishing techniques. So I'm using slip bobbers and then putting small pink tube jigs like an atomic tube or some stuff from Sierra Slammers is really good. And then actually, although they're not eating, tipping that with a mealworm a lot of times I feel like makes a big difference. And then at Wolford, you can keep the fish, but there are no snagging opportunities up there. In that same type of an area, you would find the snagging going on at Green Mountain Reservoir, but with some of the gill lice and the lack of stocking over the last number of years, there isn't much of a run there. So in that area, definitely Kremling and Wolford is going to be better.
You know, the salmon, to me, presents such a great sport fishing opportunity, whether a conventional or a fly rod. In fact, I have a video on my YouTube channel, Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom, just fishing in the Gunnison River with fly rods for these salmon. And for people who just want to get out and catch some fish, you talked about the Dream Stream. I remember being in the Dream Stream about knee-deep in water as the salmon were hitting against my waders going upstream to spawn. And when you hook into them on a light conventional gear or a fly rod, the fight is tremendous. And then the way they look when you land them, it's an awesome experience.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. And then this time of year, we're right in that nice time when they're not completely beat up yet. They're not dying yet. So they truly are a gorgeous photo opportunity, as well as you mentioned, a good fight.
And good table fare, without question. Let's switch up a little bit to lake trout. You're going to have to check for boat ramps and conditions and skim ice already, as much as I hate to say that. But, boy, if you want to go catch lake trout in Colorado, fall, you can't beat the fall.
No, so lake trout spawn in the fall, and they're moving up shallow this time of year. So when you're throughout the whole summer, especially a shore angler can have a bit of a challenge at times to catch those lake trout. But this time of year, with these water temperatures cooling, those lakers move up into that under 20-foot of water range and sometimes even right to the shorelines. And you can catch them on a variety of methods. Some of my favorites go back to some vertical jigging with a tube jig. You know, you're casting that out rather than vertical jigging, obviously. But bouncing that back with some sucker meat can be good. But simply throwing a big spoon like a crocodile or an Epiger daredevil can be worthwhile, or even a jerk bait up shallow. And then at places like Granby along some of the dikes, you're not only getting into those lake trout, but you're also seeing some really nice browns on those same techniques. So you might catch a big lake trout on one cast and a nice brown on the next. So that is definitely a nice opportunity to work that in a variety of places. And even places as close as Gross Reservoir can offer some really good fishing that's not even very far from town.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Those are just great opportunities. And another thing about this fishing is it typically goes on through the day. I mean, you might have peaks in the twilight hours, but a lot of times it's good fishing even when the air temperature warms up and is comfortable.
Absolutely. And it's beautiful to be up in the mountains that time of year, and you have an opportunity at a truly big fish. And then with that being said, we talk about it all the time, but especially with those fish spawning right now, there are some absolutely fantastic replica fish artists around. If you want to hang a fish on the wall, that is really a good way to go and be able to let those big lake trout keep swimming.
Oh, and I'll tell you what, you remember, folks, the record lake trout in Colorado is 50 pounds. Think about that, 50 pounds. How many people in Colorado? You know, Austin, we have lake trout and pike and big walleye. Some of the biggest fish in those categories in the U.S. are right here in Colorado.
They are. And, I mean, you look at the state records, as you mentioned, on the walleyes especially, and it's bigger than it is in a lot of the Midwest states. And you might not have as many of those big fish, but this is truly the time of year to target them, as with those lake trout.
And what are you hearing about the walleyes right now?
So the walleye front with the full moon this last week was just a little bit challenging. We caught fish at Cherry Creek and Chatfield. Chatfield certainly being better, but I'm thinking that as we get past this full moon, the day bite's going to be a little bit better this next week. Same type of presentations as we've discussed over the last couple of weeks have been working. Fish have been pretty spread out, so you're really needing to move around to find those fish. They're starting to transition into deeper water, especially at Chatfield. And then when you do find them, I'm posting up with my spot anchor and then casting the reactionary bait. So we're still dealing with a lot of shad. I'm not seeing much die-off yet with the water temperature still only in the high 50s. And we're trying to get those fish to react. So rather than in the summertime when you're truly feeding a fish with a leech or a crawler or a curly tail or something like that, you're trying to get them to react on a very aggressive, fast-paced presentation. And when we're snapping those jigging wraps or those spoons on slack line or working those blade baits on the bottom, all of which those are going to be the best bet. But then the one nice thing about going to Chatfield rather than Cherry Creek is the smallmouth have been actually pretty darn cooperative at the moment. Along the dam face, they've been chasing a lot of baits, so I've been having good success with small swim baits like a Kytex Swing Impact, but then also small Senkos have been very effective, and we've been doing well. And you could even just go very simple with some live minnows under a bobber. That's a great way to go. The walleyes are not usually as cooperative with that, but the smallmouth typically will jump on a fat head or a shiner.
You know, right now, too, time as we talk about these different fishing opportunities, you have to really start checking and be aware of boat ramp changes, because between water levels and lakes closing up and waterfall, really, have you heard too much? I know Spinney's closed the larger boats, but we're starting to hear that. Are you hearing anything about ramp closures?
I haven't heard much else besides Spinney. A lot of your warm water stuff out northeast has definitely begun to close, like Jackson Lake is closed out there. But the one nice thing about some of our metro impoundments is that they'll be consistently open all the way to the end of November here. As far as Chatfield and Cherry Creek and even down to Pueblo will stay open all year long at the boat ramp. So that's an advantage there. But in the mountains, as you mentioned, although I have not heard those things, some of those are a dynamic situation as far as changes, and they may happen without much announcement. So before you drag your boat all the way up there, you may either call a park or call a local store or establishment just to make sure that those boat ramps continue to be open before you go and schedule a whole trip.
All right, my friend. Great information. As always, tell people how they find you.
I'm at Discount Fishing Tackle. We're 6 blocks south of Evans on the west side of Santa Fe.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you so much, Terry. Have a great day.
You bet. Austin Parr, Discount Fishing Tackle. Great resource. You know, we have so many great resources on this show. We have Austin, you know, Brad Peterson. Nate is on every week. And Nate, you know, I hope he's not on yet and listening, because Nate is truly one of our best resources, fishing and hunting. He's truly the ultimate outdoorsman, and we love having him part of the show. Just don't any of you tell him I said that, okay? Now, we're going to take a time out. Before you do, when you listen to some of this fishing we talk about, go to our YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom. You know, we filmed from the Arctic Circle to the equator over the 22 seasons that we filmed. But a lot of our shows were done right here in our backyard, and the very bodies of water we talk about using exactly these techniques, because about half our shows were within a day's drive of Denver. So take advantage of that and take a look and check it out. Also, follow us on Facebook at Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. We'll take a quick time out, and we'll have Nate Zielinski talking hunting and fishing on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.